We are learning Mesechtes Shabbos, Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, but we are starting Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the beginning of the new Perek, Perek Rabbi Akiva. Perek Rabbi Akiva doesn't sound like so much has to do with Shabbos, so Rashi explains that since it says later on in the Perek, how do you know you could wash the Milah on Shabbos? So therefore it starts off with other Menayin for other things, Menayin Lavei Dezara. That's the Mishnah we'll start off. And the beginning of the parak here talks about Tumah V'Taira. The halacha is that Avodah Zarah is metameh a person. If he serves Avodah Zarah, then he's chayiv misa. Here we're talking just picking up Avodah Zarah. You pick up Avodah Zarah, you move Avodah Zarah, you touch Avodah Zarah, a person becomes tameh, and it's like Tumah of a Nido, Tumah of a Zava. It could be that's the Tumah of Avodah Zarah. And we'll see, that's the topic of a sugya on this Amud. How do you know that if someone carries an Avodah Zarah, he becomes Tamei? And even if he doesn't touch it, if he carries Avodah Zarah even without touching it, it's Matame B'Masa by carrying it. Kanida, just like Anida. How do we know that? It says in the Pasuk, Tizrem Kemoidova Tsei Taimerloi. It says in the Pasuk that when Yeshua, I think it is, was getting rid of all Avodah Zarah, it says, destroy it like a Dova. Put it, you know, be marchiket like a dava, like a nida. Say to him, tell him to go away. So since the pasuk dava means nida, so see the pasuk appears avodah zarah to nida. Ma nida matama b'masa af avodah zarah matama b'masa. So you see, just like a nida, it's hukas to nida, it's a hekas to nida. Just like a nida, we know it's matama b'masa. Avodah zarah matama b'masa. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Zok the Gemara. Tan hasi went to the Mishnah. Someone who had a house next to Avodah Zarah. What it means is someone made himself a house and a base Avodah Zarah came and moved next door and just made three walls and used your wall, your wall as its fourth wall. So it comes out, your wall is shared by you and Avodah Zarah. And it's revealing the Rishonim over here that this Avodah Zarah house was not only a house of Avodah Zarah, you served the person. They used to be Oivid, the house itself. So Misha Yabes is Somach Avodah Zarah, and Nafal fell down. Also of Noisa, you can't rebuild your wall because then it comes out, you're giving Hanot to Avodah Zarah. So what do you do? Kate said, yes. So what do? Kainis Asaych Shaloi Dalan Ames Ubaina. You move in 4 Ames away, you want to make a new Makam, 4 Ames away, you move into your own property, Ubaina. And you build your house. And it's a void in the Rishonim. Then in that 4 Ames, you shouldn't give it to the Avodah Zarah either. Because you don't have to be Mahana them either. So in that place, you build a bathroom in that place. You put a bathroom in that 4 Ames in between the houses. Let's say this wall was not a wall that you made yourself and they used it as a fourth wall. It was a wall that was shared between you and the Avodah Zarah. Each of you owned half of it. So Nidan, Mechza, Mechza. Then we look at a mechza mechza, which means when you move in 4 ames, you could use half that space of the wall as part of your 4 ames, because that's your property. You have to be 4 ames away from their property. So you could use half of your wall's space as the part of the 4 ames. Let's say the wall was 2 ames thick. So you all have to do is move in 3 ames. In the first case, you own the whole entire place of the wall. You don't have to move in 2 ames. Here, you have to move in 3 ames. It's needed a mechza mechza. Now, what do you do with the wall that fell down? We said that the Rishonim say this. They use the walls itself of Avodah Zarah. So what do you do with the Avonim and the Eitzim Va'afarov of this wall? Matamim Kasharetz. The halach is that you gotta get rid of it because Matamah like a Sharetz. That's what the Tanakama holds. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk regarding Avodah Zarah, Shakeis Shaketzenu. It says about Avodah Zarah, you should make it disgusting. And we know a Sharetz is called a Sheketz. So it's a Hekish to the Sharetz. So therefore, it's metama like a sheretz. What's the halacha of a sheretz? See, the difference is, a sheretz is not metama b'masa. A person touches a sheretz, he becomes tamei. But if he carries a sheretz without touching it, he does not become tamei. So the Tanakama here holds, we don't know exactly what that means, but he says it's like a sheretz. We'll see the Gemara Machlokes what that means exactly. He holds it's metama like a sheretz. That's what the Tanakama holds. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a kenida, shenema tizrim k'may dava. It says, destroy the Avodah Zarah like a dava, like a nida. Which means be marked, go away from the Avodah Zarah, just like a person goes away from a nida. Ma nida matam v'masa, it's a hekesh, just like nida matam v'masa. Avodah Zarah matam v'masa. Avodah Zarah also has matam v'masa. So first, Rabbi explains this drasha. Amar Rabbah tizreim d'amakra means nachrinu menach kezar. You know, make it a, you know, make it a stranger to you, just like a zar. That's the lashon tizarim. Tizarim, make it like a zar. Make the avodah zarah like a stranger, like a nida, like go get away from it. Nida always means to be marchik yourself from it. Say timer lo, which means hachnis atomer. Don't tell it not to come in. Tell it not to come in. That's pshat in the pasuk. Say timer lo. Just that's pshat in the pasuk. Balka panim. What we do have in this mishnah is a machloikis tanoi. The Tanakama holds you make a hekesh to sheretz, and Rav Akiva holds make a hekesh to nida. Now, what is the machloikis? What's the nafka mina lemaisa? That will be a machloikis. Rabba and Rav Elazar how to learn the machloikis, the Tanakama and Rav Akiva. It's kedai to halt kop and try to get this klar, the shita of Rabba and Rav Elazar. Rabba and Rav Elazar, remember, are explaining machloikis Tanakama and Rav Akiva. Losh Tanakama is that it's hukesh to sheretz. And Rav Akiva holds is hukesh to nida. So let's see Rabba. Well, I'm a Rabba. So before we just see, let me just give you a little background that a nida and a zav and a zava all consider the same type of tuma. Nida, zav, zava, all the same type of metama and tuma, and they have the most strongest way of being metama people. So first of all, if someone carries a nida, he becomes tummy. If a nida sits on a chair, the chair becomes tummy. And even though he sits on five chairs, he doesn't touch the bottom chair, it also becomes Tameh. It becomes Tameh Alts Medrus. There's another thing called Evem Mesame. Evem Mesame is a Chiddush also. That means if someone sits on a stone or on a chair, and under the chair there's some clothing, the clothing under the chair becomes Tameh. Even though I'm not sitting on it's not even leaning on it. The rack is not leaning. The rack is on stilts or a chair. It's on legs. And under the chair, there are clothing. The halacha is that the clothing under is tamei. We learn from the pasuk kol ashiyeh tachtov. Everything that's under the nida, under the zav, is tamei. That's called evem mesame. Evem mesame means even though you're not leaning on the thing at all, it's just under you, it's tamei. That's a chiddush by nida. So let's see the Gemara inside now. So Rav is explaining how the machlekes. Vama Rabba, b'masa the kulam lepligi de metame. Both Tanakama and Rav Akiva both agree that Avodah Zarah is a time of a masa like a nida, and not like a sheretz. It's a time of a masa. Kuna le pligi de matama. To iskash nida, to hukash nida. Ki pligi, the machlekes is, be'evim mesame. Does it have this highest level of tumah? It's even matame, be'evim mesame, which means that even though you're not leaning on it, something that's under the zav is a tame. It means Avodah Zarah is sitting on a rack, and under the rack is clothing. Does the zav under the rack become tame? Even though the Avodah Zarah is not leaning on that. So Rav Akiva saw a kanida. Yeah, it's a hekesh to nida. That's all the dinam nida. Ma nida matama be'evim mesame. Avayzor matama be'evim mesame. Avayzor also has the tumah be'evim mesame. Rabbanan savri no kasheretz. That the hekesh sheretz helps for this. Ma sheretz lematama be'evim mesame. Avayzor lematama be'evim mesame. The Rabbanan hold that it's the hekesh to nida. Okay, so it has tumah to nida. On the other hand, it has a hekesh to sheretz. So that knocks you down one notch. Takes you away from Evan Masame. There's no Tumah Evan Masame of Ezra. Why not? Because Hukash to Sheretz. That's what the Hekash to Sheretz helps you. That's the Hekash to Sheretz helps you. So Rabbi Kiva, my Hilchas is the Sheretz. Rabbi Kiva, what do you need the Hekash to Sheretz for? Zach the Gemara, Lil Mishamshim. You need it for the Halacha of Mishamshim, that the Kalim that are Mishamish of Ezra, those things are not Matame, not Bamasa, not Evan Masame. It's only Matame, Bamaga, only a touching. So the Hekesh Sheretz is for the Meshamshim. That's what it's for. The Rabbanon, Lamai Hilchas Hesk Shonida, Lamasa, Sofir Rabbanon. So it comes out, what's the Hekesh Shonida? They just tell us that there's Tumas Masa, but not it's not all the way like Nida, because we said Evan Mesame, it's not, because they have a Hekesh Sheretz that knocks out Evan Mesame. So Sofir Rabbanon, why is the Hekesh Shonida for Masa? So Freit the Gemara Kasha, interesting Gemara's Kasha, that looks at Rachmana Lenevela. So why did Torah make a Hekesh from Avodah Zarah to Nida, it should have made it to Nevela, because Nevela has Tumas Masa, but not Tumas Evan Mesame, and that would have been simpler. You wouldn't need Sheretz either then, because you just go straight to Nevela, and then you don't have to, like, why do you have to Makash to Nida, which sounds like it has everything, then you need Sheretz to knock it down a notch. Just make a Hekesh to Nevela, and everything is fine. You'll have Tumas Masa, and not Tumas Evan Mesame. Zok to Gemara, Enechanami. So why did the Torah attack a pick Nida? I want to teach you something else over here. Elama Nida ain't a le'evarim. Just like Nida, if a person cuts up a Nida and takes his hand off, the hand will not be metame al Nida anymore. Only maybe because Evelim Nachai, but won't be metame because of Nida. So just like Nida has no Tomalei Varam, Avayizara is made out of different pieces and it's cut into pieces. You break it apart, you break apart the Avayizara. Ain't a Varam. It's not Matame Avarim. It's not Matame like a Nida. It's not Matame like a Nida anymore if it's in Avarim. Velo Sofreti Marakasha Velo the boy Rav Chama Goryo Avayizara Yashle Varim Ain't a Varim. Rav Chama Bar Gurya on my base, next on my base, has a shayla. What happens if you take a vayzara into pieces? Is it metame or not? That's the Gemara shayla on next on my base. What's the shayla? Tivshle maha. So Rabbanu in Avarim. Rabbanu hold. That is the reason why there's a hekesh tanida is to teach us that if it's made into pieces, it's not metame. So what's the shayla? It's the first Rabbanu. So the Gemara Chumra Gurya leave the Rav Akiva by your lay. His whole shayla is according to Rav Akiva. Because that means, Rav Akiva holds that the Hekesh Tanida teach us that it has Evan Masami also, everything. So we know why, if you're Rav Akiva, you have to make a Hekesh Tanida. So you don't have a right to make a Hekesh now special for Evarim, because we know what it's for. The Hekesh Tanida teach us that it's all the Tomas Tanida, even Evan Masami. So what's Rav Chama's Shaila? Rav Chama's Shaila is it Hekesh Legamri and even for the coolest of Nida, or not? That was a Shaila, and that's still a Shaila for Rav Akiva. But if either Rabbanon, the whole purpose of Hekesh Nida was to teach us Einel Evarim, because if the purpose was to teach us Tumas Master, you could have been a Hekesh to Nevela. So if you're a Bonus Takana Shaila, it's only a Shaila for Rabbi Akiva. And what's a Shaila for Rabbi Akiva? That even though we've been Makashit for all Dinim, that it's even Metami, Be'ev, Mesame, Masa, Maga, everything, but do you have a Kula also of Nida? Do you have the Kula of Evarim or not? Because maybe Dafka you make a Hekesh of Chumra and not Lakula. So Rechama Guru Shaila is only for Rabbi Akiva. Adkan Rabba's Pshat in the Machlokes. Rabbanon and the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbanon say the lashon of the Mishnah is Rabbanon holds hekesh to sheretz, Rabbi Akiva holds hekesh to nida, and we say the nafkamina is even mesame. That's what comes out. So according to Rabba, both Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva agree that nida's that vayzara's matame b'masa. It's only difference mechlekes is regarding even mesame. Do you have even mesame or vayzara? Rav Loza says no. Rav Loza holds Evan Masame the Kuliyama Loi Pligi the Loi Matama. Rav Loza holds that by Evan Masame, everyone agrees that Vazara does not have that tumma because the Hekesh Vasharitz helps for that. There is no tumma Evan Masame the Kuliyama by Vazara. Ki Pligi, no Hekesh is Bamasa. Rav Akiva Sava Kanida, Mahdi the Batama Bamasa, Avazar Matama Masa. Just like Nida's Batama Bamasa, if you carry it, so Vazara also a person carries his Matama. And Rabbanon Savi, you know, because Sheretz is exactly like Sheretz. Mas Sheretz loy matam b'masa, Av Vayzor loy matam b'masa. It's exactly like Sheretz. It's like Sheretz not matam b'masa, Av Vayzor also not matam b'masa. Great thing about Akasha. Rav Akiva lomai hilkasa iskashel Sheretz. Fear of Akiva, what do you have a hekashel Sheretz for? So just stop over here. Just showing the mass. What are you talking about? We just said why it's the hekashel Sheretz according to Rav Akiva. That brings you down from Tumas Evan Masame, that by Nida, that doesn't have Evan Masame. So a lot of Rishonim take out this line. But our Gemara has it, they say, just Agav before brings it down. Rav Akiva l'mai hilchasa iskashel Sheretz, for the Meshamshim only have the tumba of Sheretz. Rabbanon l'mai hilchasa iskashel Nida. If you're Rabbanon, why do you have a hekesh to Nida? Why do you have a hekesh to Nida if you're Rabbanon? Before we had a reason for Masa, but now, and then the Gemara had a kash on that, but Gemara said at least a mass. Now it's saying, according to the Rabbanon, Avayazar is mamish like a sheretz, only has Tumas Maga. So what's the hekesh to Nida for if you're Rabbanon? So the Gemara, my Nida in ele evarim, Avayazar only evarim. The hekesh should teach us that just like Nida, if it's broken into pieces, not matame, Avayazar also, if it's broken into pieces, not matame. Rabbi Akiva, Gemara asked, Rabbi Akiva, my hekesh says Nida, why do you have a hekesh to Nida? Teretz is lamasa, teach us the Tumah called Masa. Look to Nevela. Make a Hekesh to Nevela for Rabbi Akiva. Because if you're Rabbi Akiva, there's no Evan Mesame. So if you're just teaching us the Tumah of Masa, just make a Hekesh to Nevela. The reason why I made a Hekesh to Nida, not Nevela, is teach us that if it's in pieces, it's not Metame. So it comes out like this. According to Rabbi Laza, everyone agrees no Evan Mesame. The Hekesh of Sheretz helps for that. The Mechlekes is it's Tumah Masa or not. So Rabbanon holds mamash like a sheretz. If you're Rabbanon, why does it have hekesh tanida? Tell us no, when it's broken to pieces, it's not matame. Rabbi Akiva, who holds that it is matame masa, the question is, let it be hekesh to nevela. What do you need it for? So Rabbi says, you're right. The reason why it's nida teaches also the salacha that's ein alei evarim. So the problem is like this. Ela ha'da boi Rav Chama Bar Gurya. Rav Chama Bar Gurya has a shayla, but yizor yashin alei evarim, ein alei evarim. Rav Chama has a shayla if Avodah Zarah is metama, if it's broken to pieces or not. Here, Sai Rabbi Kiva and Sai Rabbanon hold that it's not metamic. We make a hekesh tanida. Tifshid le'maha, bein l'rabbanon re'Rabbi Kiva, dein le'varim, that's not metamic le'varim. And for the Gemara, Rav Chama Aguri k'rabba masti. He learned the sugya Rav Kiva and Rabbanon, m'chaykes was like Rabba. M'chaykes was regarding Emma Mesami. So that means, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's a hekesh legamri tanida l'chumra. And you don't need anything for Evarim. And therefore, he has a shayla according to Rabbi Akiva. And the shayla is according to Rabbi Akiva. The whole shayla is according to Rabbi Akiva. So Adkan Mechlekes Rabba and Rabbi Lazar. And the Gemara has come with some kashas on that. So you should get clear. The Mechlekes Rabba and Rabbi Lazar. Rabba holds the Mechlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon is regarding Evan Mesame. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Kuliyam Evan is not Matam Evan Mesame. The Mechlekes is there Tumas Masa by Avodah Zarah or not?